The Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi Kol Hashmanim Kulam Yafin L'Ner, all oils may be used for Ner Chanukah, V'Shemen Zayis Min Amufcha, but it's preferable to use Shemen Zayis. Amar Abayi, so Abayi comments, Reish Hava Mahadar Amishcha D'Shum Shemi. I used to try to use sesame seed, poppy seed oil, and Rashi in Tosfos explains, because it lasts longer. Amar hai moshech nahur tfei, and as the Achronim explain, because it lasts longer, it also burns better. However, he said, kivin d'sham lahadr b'shul ben Levi, says Abaye, once I heard what Rabbi Shuban Levi taught us, that Shemen Zayis is preferable, Mahada Amishcha D'Zaisa, I would try to use olive oil. Omar, and I said, Hai Tzol Nahar Tfei, this is the best material that should be used for Hanukkah candles. And there's a very fundamental Machloikas Rishonim as to why the Gemara is paskening that olive oil is the most preferable material to be used for Chanukah oil. Tosfos explains because the olive oil gives the best light, it gives off the clearest light. The Meiri, however, takes a very different approach. He says that the reason olive oil is preferable is because the Nes of Chanukah obviously took place with olive oil, and therefore it's preferable to use olive oil or over all other types of lights, even if the other candles will give a better light or equally good light to olive oil, it wouldn't make a difference. And actually, that is the psak of the Mishnah Brura as well. If we look in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Simen Tov Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins call Hashmanim V'Psilois Ksherim L'Ner Chanukah, all types of oils and wicks are kosher for Ner Chanukah. Even if the oil isn't going after the wick so well, the candlelight is not that good. However, says the Ramah, the best is to use olive oil. If you can't find olive oil, mitzvah b'shmanim shavirim zach v'noki, try to find some sort of oil that gives off a nice, clean light. Over here, the minig is to light with wax, because it also gives off a very good light, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's preferable to use olive oil, because olive oil is with what the nace of Chanukah happened. The Yeshua Shankif has an interesting question. Let's say someone doesn't have enough olive oil to light all the candles with. What should he do? So he says, He says that not all of the people who are lighting menorahs in the same house have to use the same material. So if there's enough oil only for one person, he should use oil, and the other people should use wax. However, he says, if one person is lighting a menorah and he doesn't have enough to oil for all the candles, he says one should not use some of the candles with oil, and some of the candles were wax. Because, he says a very nice fart. He says that we know that the reason that the halacha, as the Gemara taught us in Daf Chaf Aleph, is really ner ish ubeisai. We really only, to fulfill the actual chiyuv, we only have to light one candle. Chazal taught us the concept of mahadrin, a mahadrin, min a mahadrin, to make, to do better. But the mahadrin and the mahadrin and a mahadrin are really connected to the first candle. So you can't have that you be mekayim, you're fulfilling the ikar mitzvah with one type of fuel and the mahadrin with a different, that the mahadrin has to be connected to the mitzvah. Furthermore, the Shari Tshuva here at the beginning of Solomon Tuf Reish Ayin Gimel brings a machloikus of the Shvus Yaakov and the Chacham Tzvi regarding an individual who did not have olive oil and he prepared wax candles that, as we just learned, give a very nice light. And before, as he already prepared the wax candles, he found that the last minute some olive oil was delivered. What should he use? Should he use the wax candles that he already prepared? Or, because we have an issue of bizui mitzvah, or should he use the olive oil? And actually, we probably could suggest that this machloikis of the Shvus Yaakov and the Chacham Tzvi is actually connected to the machloikis of Tosfos and the Meiri that we began our shiur with. If we say that the issue is because the wax candles, the olive oil is preferable, as Tosfos says, because it gives a better light. So in a situation where I prepared already wax candles, so it's just that the olive oil is preferable because it gives a better light. Certainly, once I already prepared those candles, we now have a concern of bizui mitzvah, and we should use the wax candles. But if we follow the approach of the Meiri, what the Meiri suggests that the issue is that the wax can, that you want to use olive oil because that is what the mitzvah, what the nace happened with. So now it's not a question of bizui mitzvah. Olive oil becomes the best way to fulfill the mitzvah. And then the halacha would be actually probably that you should use preferably the olive oil, even though you already began with the wax candles. But as we discuss this issue of olive oil, the Paiskim discuss extensively that it has become very common nowadays to use prepared cups that have a hardened oil, like a hardened olive oil, it's sort of a gel, that also is with a wick, with a floating wick in it. And the floating wick that's put into those cups is wax covered. So there's two separate shilas. One, let's speak about that wax covered wick. What happens is, when you light that wick, the wax is giving that wick at the beginning the ability to burn. After the wax melts off, then it's the oil that is the fuel for that wick. And if we're learning now how important it is to use preferably olive oil, the first lighting of your wick, when you're just being mekayim the mitzvah, you're not using olive oil. You're using wax. And therefore, the Paiskim give a very practical suggestion. They say that one should dip the wax wick into oil, and therefore, it's the oil that's going to be the first part that's burning around that wick. And indeed, you will have used oil for your menorah. You're also using wax. So the Paiskim all suggest that although, as we just quoted the Meiri, who teaches us and will be speaking about this concept, that we want to make it as similar as possible as it was to the Beis HaMikdash, of course the menorah that we have at home is not exactly identical to the menorah and the oil and the wicks that we had in the Beis HaMikdash. And if we're using a olive oil and there's just a little wax, that isn't considered an issue. There is a tshuva for Reb Moshe Sternberg in the Sefer Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos HaNechagos, Chelek Gimel, Siman Reish Yud Ches, where he discusses this entire issue of oil that should be used for the menorah, the olive oil. And he says, as we've been learning, that since there's a point to try to use oil which is as similar as possible to the oil that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, so he says that oil that's available on the market nowadays, there are actually two ways of processing olive oil. One way olive oil is processed, he says, is by a cold press. And another way it's processed is through some sort of refining which involves heat. He says it's preferable to buy olive oil that you're going to use for the menorah that's cold pressed, that isn't cooked, that isn't refined, because the oil that was used in the Beis HaMikdash was kassus. Kassus means that it was squeezed, it was crushed, not that it was refined in another way, and we want to use oil which is as similar as possible to the oil that was used in the Beis HaMikdash. But then he goes into what we mentioned earlier, is became extremely common, that people buy these prepared cups that have in them gelled oil. And the question is, is that al-chatchila to be used for Ner Chanukah? So again, he says, if we want to be as similar to the oil that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, and he quotes a Mishnah in the beginning of the third perek on Masechta Taharis, that Shemen Koresh, Panim Chadoshos Ba'olakan, that if the oil is gelled, if it gets hardened, if it was Tameh when it was liquefied, and then it hardens, it's not Tameh anymore, because it's not considered the same oil. Therefore, he says, hardened oil, gelled oil, even though it's obviously going to melt, it's going to liquefy as it's being burnt, it's not similar to the oil that was used in the Beis HaMikdash. And if we're learning, the Meiri says that's pshat in the mitzvah and a mufchar, we want to use oil that is as similar as possible to the oil that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore one should avoid that oil. But interesting to point out, however, is that there's a very interesting point that's made by the Marsham in his Sefer Das Torah in Hilchas Chanukah Siman Tov Reish Ayin. He asks a question that's really actually connected to a Gemara that we've learned previously here in Masechta Shabbos. When we learned the Gemaras about the Yud Ches Tavar, we discussed that Tumas Mashkin, the typical Tumah of Mashkin, is only Tamei Midrabon. And therefore, he asks, when they found the Mashkin, when they found the oil in the Beis HaMikdash that our Gemara mentioned earlier, which was the Nes of Chanukah, that they only found one jug of oil that was sealed, all the other oil that they had found was unsealed, and therefore there was a question if they were Tamei or not. If Tumas Mashkin is a Tumah Derabbanan, so then we should be Mekel, they should have considered it Tahor, because we know that the Halacha is that Sofik Derabbanan Lekula. So why did they assume that the oil is Tamei? Why don't we say Sofik Derabbanan Lekula? So he says, and he quotes a Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuva Mehava, that says that the oil that they found in the Beis HaMikdash was gelled oil. And gelled oil, he says, the Tshuva Mehava holds, is considered an oichel, is considered a food, and is not considered a mashka. So just the opposite. According to the Marasham, not only is gelled oil not a problem, but it may very well be that the oil that they found in the Beis HaMikdash by the Nes of Hanukkah that we're learning, we want to be as similar as possible to that oil, was actually specifically gelled oil, because otherwise we wouldn't have had the entire need for the Nes. Similarly, there's a tshuva from Rav Ozner and Chelik Tes Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, where he discusses this issue, and he says that one could use gelled oil lechatchila. He says, since, as we mentioned earlier, the oil will certainly melt before it's burnt, and it is olive oil, so certainly, again, following the opinion of Tosfos that we began the shiur with, that Tosfos says the advantage of olive oil is because the olive oil gives you a clear light, so it doesn't make a difference if the olive oil is gelled or liquid. It gives you that clear light. And even if we follow the opinion of the Meiri that we want to use oil that was the same as the oil that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't have to be, he says, that it's exactly similar. The fact that this is olive oil and that is olive oil is certainly enough of a similarity that would allow us to be able to use that oil lechatchila. And I do have to say, even Rav Sternbuch in the Tshuvas van Hagesteir says that there's no question that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Hanukkah candles with olive oil, even in a case where you're using the gelled oil. He just says it's better to use the liquid oil, but as we've seen, not only does Rav Ozner say that it's kosher l'chatchila to use the gelled oil, but actually, according to the Marsham, that might be exactly what was used in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Miri taught us we want to use the same type of oil.